Today's Daily Breath is supported by Perfect Bar. Perfect Snacks line of fresh from the fridge protein bars are made with freshly ground nut butter, up to 17 grams of whole food protein and 20 superfoods. In addition to tasting good, these bars will help you feel good. Today's insight: our physical body is also a perceptual experience. If you get this insight, my friends, you'll realize that there's no such thing as a physical body. And that's very, very liberating. I am not a body. I am the awareness in which the body is a changing experience. That's a very liberating thought. All your problems come because you think you're a body, including the problem of birth and death. If you're not a body, then there's no death. But that's a whole different story. Let's go there very slowly. So, today's insight: our physical body is also a perceptual experience. The me channel. Now we know what the me channel is, our narrow band of perceptual activity. The me channel tells you that you have a body. Which body? The body that you see and feel, the sensations that come through the nervous system, the locations of pleasure and pain. These signals are constantly broadcast on the me channel, my body, my experience of the body. But just think about it. The body is not a thing. The body is not a noun, it's a verb. A noun is a thing, static, like a statue. Your body is not like a statue, it's not a thing. What is it? It's a changing confederation of perceptions. Your mind unites these fragmented perceptions into a coherent image in time and space. And that coherent image that you're experiencing right now is your body. But it wasn't the same body a year ago. It wasn't the same body when you were a teenager, a child, a zygote, an embryo. So what creates the concept of the body? Because that's what the body is. It's a concept. It's your mind. Your body is the projection of your conditioned mind. And because your mind organizes these shifting perceptions into what we call a coherent experience right now, then you call it a body. Only because your mind is creating that concept into a coherent image that you can experience right now that you call your body. So the me channel is not transmitting just background noise as sensations, images, feelings, thoughts, perceptions. It is actually creating a story, a construct, a model that we call the body. Take a moment right now and put attention onto what you call your body. Pay attention to it. Be aware of your body. When I say be aware of your body, what are you being aware of? You're being aware of the sensations in your body. You're aware of the color, the shape, the form of your body. You can clap your hands. It makes noise, sound. You can taste it. You can smell it. This is how you're getting in touch with your real body, not just the image frozen in space and time, but the real body, which is a shifting perceptual activity that you generate. Why? Why do I say that you generate it? Because by putting attention on certain features of your body, whether it's sensation or the image or the color or the shape or the form, or the taste or the smell, by shifting intention and attention to these changing perceptions, you're creating the concept of the body right now. I hope you're beginning to understand that your body is not the container of awareness. Because awareness has no containers. Awareness is formless, infinite. Your body is not the container of awareness. Your body is a shifting experience in awareness. Once you know that, you become a shapeshifter. Okay, we are all shapeshifters. We actually began life as shapeshifters. Fertilized egg, zygote, embryo, newborn, infant, baby, toddler, young adult, teenager, on and on. You've been shapeshifting every day of your life. When you want to lose weight, what do? You shapeshift. When you gain weight, what do? You shapeshift. When you really change your body from the inside out, then you are morphing your invisible self into a new form. That's what a real shapeshifter is. Your body is not made of energy. Your body is not made of information. Your body is not made of matter. Your body is made of shifting perceptions. And as shifting perceptions, you decide what to focus on, what to pay attention to, what to intend. And now you become a real conscious shapeshifter. You can make your body younger than it is today. I'm doing it, my friends. Or you can have the body of an old person, just start smoking and drinking a lot and skipping sleep and getting stressed and putting toxins in your body. And you can become old in the next 5 years if you want to. On the other hand, if you pay attention to things like sleep and stress management and meditation and mindful awareness and which perceptions and sensations and images to focus on, what foods to take, you're changing your body. You can reverse biological age up to a certain extent. You know, I'm now getting to be 72 years, but my goal is to shapeshift to 35 years, and I'm on my way. Before we continue, I'd like to tell you about our sponsor, Perfect Bar. With fresh from the fridge protein bars and flavors like dark chocolate, peanut butter, almond butter, coconut peanut butter, you won't have to sacrifice taste for health. Right now, Perfect Bar is offering you 15% off your online order. Just go to perf.bar/dailybreath. Shop their refrigerated snacks at perf.bar/dailybreath today to get 15% off your order. Make your day a little more perfect at perf.bar/dailybreath. Your physical body is a shifting perceptual experience, and you can shapeshift it.